So as I mentioned earlier, this is Good Shepherd Sunday according to the church calendar. And that's why the sheep are pretty thick today in all the readings, and you're noticing them. Now, sheep, as I'm sure you know, are not known for their intellect. So with no offense intended towards shepherds or sheep, have you heard the one about the two dumb sheep? They were walking along in the grasslands, and suddenly they both fell into a really deep hole, and they couldn't get out, so they both started yelling, "Help! Help! Help!" It didn't seem to work. No help came. The first sheep shouts again, "Help! Help!" And the second sheep says, "You know, it might help if we shout together." So the second sheep shouts, "Together, together." Yeah, I was a groaner. Okay, I heard that. In one of Max Lucado's books, he asks a very interesting question. He says, couldn't God have thought of something better to compare us to than sheep? I mean, of all of God's animals, the sheep is probably the least able to take care of itself. They're kind of helpless. If you go to the circus, I mean, you see an elephant trainer, you see a lion trainer, even a monkey trainer, but I don't know, have you ever been to one where you saw a sheep trainer? Not usually, right? They're just not as smart. Let's face it, sheep don't do tricks. Sheep are not particularly bright animals. And it's not that they just occasionally wander off. It's kind of what they do. They love to eat, and they keep their head down for hours eating until they could eat their way into another pasture. So wandering off is kind of what we expect of sheep. Now, my friends, from my own personal experience, and it's probably true for most of us, we can know with certainty that at some time in our lives, we will probably have our heads down and will probably become one of those lost sheep. Every one of us will at some point need to be carried back into the fold, to be nursed, to be restored. For some of us, life can be like a series of endless lost and found games and round trips of in and out of the flock. But as long as we have the will and the grace to cry out, the Good Shepherd will always be there. And that's a good thing, because the wolves are out in force in today's world, and they're howling for our souls in so many ways. I mean, from the relentless economic and social pressures to a coarsening of community standards, from a growing lack of civility just in everyday living, to increasing insensitivity. There's isolation and alienation, and there's a purposeless drift from depression to despair. There's all sorts of things to distract you on the internet. We're constantly coming under constant assault of all sorts of wolf-type things. And before these merciless demons, we can be as helpless as sheep sometimes. They can call us in. The world, the flesh, and the devil know exactly what buttons to push. Sometimes we're in a state of mind and that wolf gets us because we hit the poor me button. Then there is, I didn't deserve that button. Or the grass is always greener on the other side button. Or it's my right to get even button. Just this one time button we sometimes get pulled away from the flock. And the inclusion and diversity button is also another one. We're wired from head to toe with vulnerabilities, and undefended, we can fall prey to all of these different things in our lives. Enter the Good Shepherd. We are not on our own. Jesus lays down his life for his sheep. No one took his life from him. He actually did it willingly for us. A perfect sacrifice as a timeless example of unconditional love. So when we're under assault, when those wolves around us are trying to draw us away from the fold and into ways of living that we know we should not be in, Jesus is our redemption. He is our good shepherd. In Christ we're saved, but only if we will stay within his protection. To our last breath, the good shepherd will pursue us relentlessly, listening for our faintest cry. Friends, don't throw his love away. Don't take it lightly. Don't make yourself so hard to find. Stay close. Live in his love and his protection. Listen to his voice. Jesus says he knows his sheep and that they will listen to his voice. But in order to listen to his voice, we have to learn how to hear. We have to learn how to recognize it. So today I've got some voice lessons for you of a different kind than our singers usually have. But these are voice lessons so that the sheep can recognize and listen to the shepherd's voice, our source of protection. So the first lesson, the voice lesson, is to grow your personal relationship with Jesus. The writer of Hebrews says, "See to it that none of you has a sinful, unbelieving heart that turns away from the living God. Don't stray." He's speaking to those who at one time were in relationship and maybe sliding now. It can happen to anyone. And once you get to a point where you're out of touch in your relationship with Jesus, you'll be out of touch with his voice. You don't want to be there. Don't let that happen. Grow deep. Lean into your relationship. The second voice lesson is get your priorities right. Set them right from the beginning. We need to understand that the level at which we hear and understand God's voice is based on the kind of relationship that we have with him. In any relationship, if we stop talking to the other person, what typically happens? And they probably stop talking to you too, right? We will no longer be communicating, so pay attention to the things that matter. Make this a priority. And finally, besides personal relationship priorities, focus, focus, focus. If there's a spirit of anger or bitterness or resentment in our lives, negative emotions that dominate our life will occupy our thoughts and push out the space that we would have for God's word. You see, when we're angry or bitter, we're unable to think about anything else. It consumes us. So focus on what is good. Focus on Jesus. You need these three things: your maturing personal relationship with Jesus, the right priorities, and a focus, making Jesus first in your life. It's interesting to note that the sheep, or maybe we prefer to be called followers rather than sheep, well, they will actually only follow the master's voice. So when you have a personal, growing, deepening relationship with Jesus, you should expect to hear Jesus' voice. This shouldn't be novel. It shouldn't be something that you don't expect. It should be regular. You should expect to hear his voice. It's part of your relationship with him. More than anything, prayer is a conversation between you and God, and hopefully it's not just a one-way conversation, that you make space for Jesus to speak to you. Because, you know, people may shout at us, Satan may scream at us, and the world may cry loudly to get our attention. There's all sorts of things distracting us, billboards and text messages and phone calls and emails and temptations and addictions. And for the most part, God just whispers, "Be still and know that I am God." So it's important to get yourself still at different times. Still studying his word and praying. Get still and listen. God doesn't want to hide himself from us. If we're not hearing him or feeling him, it's not because he's not there. We need to take a look at what we're doing to receive him. So then, is that all there is, right? Is that it? Is that all there is to this sheep thing? We just got to learn to listen? I don't know. I think there's more to the Lord's pasture. The whole point of this story, if we only think of it that way, would suggest to us, we're just a bunch of sheep. We're worthless. We're not very capable. Remember this, my friends, that shepherds don't generally keep sheep as pets. They aren't all that much fun, actually, to have around. Instead, there's reasons for that whole enterprise of sheep and shepherd. You see, the sheep are useful. The sheep are very important. They're necessary. If the sheep don't produce, the shepherd is flat out of business. The Lord expects things of us, and if we don't come through, there's no plan B, there's no contingency plans in the kingdom. And the point here is that if we don't measure up, Jesus isn't going to, I don't know, leave us to the wolves or turn us into dog food or whatever you do with worthless sheep. He's not going to do that. We'll still receive all his promises. He cares and blesses us. But there are expectations, and that's why he speaks to us and we need to listen. The care that the Lord offers us is intended as to lead us forward into something more substantial. We're to produce, we're to give back from who we are, from what we can do, from what our situation is, with our various skills and abilities and resources and gifts. We don't grow wool. That's not our nature in this relationship. But our nature is to worship. It is to serve. It's to reach out and to share, to study and to pray, to increase in holiness, to tell the truth, and to grow close in a disciplined way to Jesus. So that's our part of the shepherd-sheep relationship. This means that every single one of the sheep has purpose and value and worth in this relationship of sheep and shepherd. Each and every one of us can contribute, and we're in fact called to contribute. It's our way of giving the shepherd the wool, right? That's our version. It's our job and our blessing to contribute to his mission through the church. There's no such thing as being too old or too young or too new or too sick or too ordinary or too uneducated or too ornery or too busy or too anything for us to contribute as we've been called. We're needed, and without us, without any one of us, the mission and the work of the Lord and of this church and of his church is actually impoverished. We matter, and things are expected of us. Remember that phrase from one Sunday ago, if you have a pulse, you have a purpose? Another version of that. It's the same for the youngest, the oldest pensioner. Your voice lessons, in order for them to work, the lessons I gave you, remember connection, communication, and conversation. That is our part in the shepherd-sheep relationship. And when you do those things, you too will learn to recognize the voice of Jesus, and you will feel his presence, because the voice of the shepherd goes before us, the voice of the shepherd guides us, the voice of the shepherd protects us, and it helps us discover who we are. So now, as we continue to celebrate the resurrection of the Lord Jesus and look for evidence of the resurrection in our lives, all we have to do is tune our hearts and our souls and our ears to the voice of the shepherd and follow where he leads. Amen. This is the word of the Lord for this day. Let's pray together.